Welcome to 11 Cats Radio. Have you ever wondered how a cat's perception of the world might differ from your own? Well, put your cat glasses on and find out what cats want you to know as we explore their world through their eyes. I am your hostess, Pat Rulo, a healthcare and patient advocate for people and an advocate, not only for my 11 cats, but for you and yours, and for cats everywhere. Enjoy the next few minutes with us, where we believe that a cat is not just a cat. Well, today I am going to answer some of the most popular cat questions that have been asked via search engines. The most popular question ever asked is, why do cats purr? Well, purring is just one of many ways a cat conveys its feelings. Animal experts suggest the main reason that your cat is purring is contentment, which indicates your cat is happy and relaxed, or signaling friendship. Some cats will purr when approaching other cats. On the flip side, it's not always a happy sound. Cats purr when they're in distress or pain. Purring is thought to be self-comforting and healing to the cat. Or some cats purr when they're hungry. It may sound a little different than their usual purr, and it's believed that humans respond to this sound. The second most popular question ever asked is, how long do cats live? Well, the average age of a cat living indoors is 12 to 15 years. The average age for a cat living outdoors can be as little as 2 to 5 years. Now, the oldest cat, named Cream Puff from Austin, Texas, lived to the ripe old age of 38 years. That is amazing. I hope some of mine live that long. Although maybe I won't be around if they do, so have to rethink that one. Here's another one. Why does my cat lick me? Well, it's believed that cats groom and lick humans and felines as a way of displaying trust and affection. However, other reasons as to why your cat may be licking you could be to anxiety. Some cats become so stressed that they start licking themselves or others compulsively. Being licked is the first physical experience a cat remembers, so cats will groom each other to share scents and remove debris. And when your cat licks you, he or she is both cleaning and claiming you, just as they would for a feline friend or a litter mate. So it usually sounds like a pretty good thing. Next question, why do cats sleep so much? Well, this question is commonly asked as cats sleep an average of 15 hours a day, and some can sleep for up to 20 hours in a 24-hour period. This happens because cats, they are most active during the twilight hours of dawn and dusk. However, a cat is able to adjust its sleeping habits to enable them to spend more time with their loved ones or to fit around their feeding schedules. Now, cats are affected by the weather. It's been observed that cats sleep more when it's colder or raining. The sleeping habit is a result of a cat's evolution, nutritional habits, and physiology. Sleeping assists cats in conserving energy between meals. Another popular one, why do cats meow? The reason as to why cats meow changes as they grow. Kittens meow to their mother when they are hungry, scared, or cold, but once they grow older, this vocalization changes to yowls, hisses, and growls to communicate amongst each other. Meowing is then reserved for communication with people. Reasons as to why a cat's meow include a form of greeting. Cats often meow when their owner returns home or when they meet them throughout the house. Cats often meow when they are lonely after spending many hours alone in a day. When a cat is experiencing stress, they may become more vocal. And as cats age, they may become increasingly vocal. Just as humans, cats can suffer from a form of mental confusion or cognitive dysfunction as they age, leading to disorientation and thus more meowing. Why do cats have whiskers? Well, a cat's whiskers are a lot like humans' touch receptors. They're also known as tactile hairs and are primarily located on either side of your cat's nose as well as the upper facial lip. Shorter whiskers are also found above the eyes, jawline, and the back of the front legs. The cat's whiskers serve as a sensory tool that helps your cat feel its way around the environment. from a change in wind direction, measuring to see if he or she can fit into a tight space, or to be able to see its way in the dark. So here's some hints. Never cut or trim your cat's whiskers. The whiskers are rooted very deep in the cat's face, so you don't want to pull them because they are used to measure the width of an opening. So please never trim, cut, pull, do any kind of damage to a cat's whiskers. Here's another. Why does my cat bite me? Well, cats bite for a number of reasons. Sometimes they're just playing. Other times they're telling you when they've had enough. But generally, cats bite for the following reasons. As a form of play, when they feel threatened, if the cat has had enough petting or playing, and if the cat is fearful or impatient. And I see that often where people just want to pet and stroke their cat. And when the cat has enough, they give you that indication prior to getting nasty and biting. So pay attention. When your cat's done, they're done. Why do cats like catnip? Catnip is part of the mint family and contains an essential oil which has a very strong impact, which can turn even the laziest of cats into a fuzzy ball of mayhem. Once they smell it, the cats are drawn toward the mint due to that happy feeling they get when they smell it. But once eaten, it will make your cats feel very chilled and mellow. The sessions last about 10 minutes, and according to studies, only about 50% of cats react to catnip. Here's another. Why do cats eat grass? Whether your cat is inside or outside, he or she has most likely nibbled on grass on more than one occasion, and it is completely normal for your cat to do so and even throw up afterwards. There's no evidence to show that this is bad for the cat. In fact, some studies have shown that it could be beneficial. Cats throw up the grass due to the lack of enzymes to break down vegetable matter. And you'd think that they don't enjoy this experience after puking, but studies show that often they feel a lot better afterwards. Who knew? How about this? How to discipline a cat? Cats can be hard to discipline and teach, but following these simple steps, then your cat's troubles will be minimized. Provide outlets for his or her needs. Place scratching posts around the house to let your cat do his usual scratching business, and that will stop the cat from scratching chairs and walls or anything that he or she shouldn't. Also, give your cat chew toys and little balls, which will help your cat use his inner instincts while not harming you or anyone else in the process. Basically, we're rewarding good behavior. It's important to let your cat know when he does something good so he knows to do it again. Rewarding your cat's good behavior is wise, as your cat will start to know what is good to do and what isn't. Also, not rewarding your cat but not hurting your cat when it does something wrong is good, because the cats don't react to punishment or inflicted pain. They'll simply get angry and scratch at you. So please never hurt your cat or really try to punish your cat. Simply don't reward the behavior and spend as much time as possible with your cat. Often bad behavior is just due to boredom. Here's a sad one. How much does it cost to declaw a cat? Well, here's the answer. It costs nothing, because you're not going to do it. Declawing cats is considered inhumane and has so many negative impacts that they will never be the same after this massive surgery. This surgery is so cruel that it is illegal in the following countries: Australia, England, New Zealand, Brazil, France, Italy, and about 20 other countries. Bottom line, please do not declaw your cat. How long can a cat go without eating? Like almost every other animal, cats need water to survive, and without water, a cat wouldn't make it past more than a few days. So to put it bluntly, if a cat consumes nothing at all, it would only last a few days, 2 to 3 days. But if your furry friend drinks water regularly, then it would be able to survive for up to 2 weeks. However, if your cat is not eating, you need to seek professional help from your veterinarian. Why do cats hiss? Common question, and it can be easily answered. When a cat is hissing, it means that it is unhappy about something, and if you don't leave it alone, that kitty's upset mood will turn into clawing and scratching. So hissing is a defensive behavior. It means that the cat is unhappy about something, so pay attention. So there you go. Some of the most commonly searched questions about cats online. And let's end today's program with a little cat quiz. Do cats see in color? or only black and white? Well, from the research I've done, I found that most experts on this subject believe cats do see in color. Cats seem to respond to the colors purple, blue, green, and yellow, with blue and green being the strongest colors they perceive. Red, orange, and brown colors appear to fall outside a cat's color range and are believed to be seen as shades of gray or purple. Interesting. Did not know that. Here's another trivia question. It's normal for cats to regularly breathe through their mouths. True or false? Ha! That one's false. Cats do sometimes breathe through their mouths. For example, if they've been running around playing or chasing something, they may need a minute to catch their breath. But they may breathe through their mouth if they have an upper respiratory infection. Most of the times, however, cats only breathe through their noses when breathing normally. I had a little kitten once with a nasal polyp, and she was only able to breathe through her mouth. So if you run into that, you may want to make a vet visit. Chocolate can be toxic to cats. True or false? That answer is true. Chocolate contains an ingredient called theobromine that is very toxic to cats, which can affect four areas of the cat's body. It can increase the cat's heart rate. It can act as a diuretic, causing the cat to lose body fluids. It can affect the gastrointestinal system, causing vomiting and diarrhea, and could also cause stomach ulcers. It can also act on the nervous system, causing convulsions, seizures, and sometimes even death. So, stash that Whitman sampler somewhere else. Here's an interesting one. Picking up a cat by their scruff and carrying them a long distance is always the best method of restraining them. True or false? The answer is false, because there is potential harm that can affect a cat being restrained by the scruff. Picking up cats by the scruff can cut off their oxygen supply and put a strain on their neck muscles when their hindquarters are in a dangling-like position, especially if they're carried like this for substantial distances. Now, picking up cats by the scruff is considered common as long as the cat isn't carried for too long or too far of a distance. Also, if you're able to support the hindquarters while holding it by the scruff, this is considered a safe way of handling a cat. Aspirin can be deadly for cats, true or false? That answer is true. Cats do not have enough necessary enzymes in the liver to allow them to normally metabolize aspirin, therefore resulting in a very slow breakdown process of the aspirin, which can lead to toxicity levels and possibly even death. So please do not give your cat any human medication. And finally, cats can develop feline acne. True or false? That answer is true. Feline acne is most commonly found on the cat's chin, appearing as blackheads or pimples. There seem to be many beliefs about the cause of this, but they vary from food allergies and contact allergies, and some experts even believe stress may play a part. It's also believed to be caused by a lack of grooming to the chin, where dirt and oil can accumulate and cause the hair follicles to become clogged. The most common belief, however, is that cats who eat and drink out of plastic bowls may be more prone to this condition simply because plastic is more difficult to keep clean. I use a stainless steel bowl and clean it several times a day. Every time my cats eat, they get a clean bowl. And remember to clean the water bowl too. You don't want to just keep pouring clean water into a dirty bowl. Well, there you have it. So most researched cat questions and some cat trivia questions. Tell you what, a great way to know more about your cat is to spend more time with them. You can develop a cat language that way. I know I have. Well, I hope you've enjoyed today's program, and we will be back again next week. Thank you for joining us at 11 Cats Radio. I am Pat Rulo, grateful that you choose to advocate with me. Until next time, visit 11catsradio.com and give your cat a kiss from me. And remember, accepting a cat into your life is a lifetime commitment.